Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You doing okay over there?
Song so damn good, Terry. We thought you played 1.5 times.
Yeah, I know.
You don't mind if I have a little breakfast, do you?
No, all either right. way.
Damn good roast beef sandwich.
I bet.
All right.
Looks like it.
Mm-hmm. May I swallow?
Please.
Lord, not your line.
Wow.
Ow.
Is like any water?
I was going to say, would you like some water?
Ah, yes.
Feel better?
All right. We are just what? 2 full days away?
Yes,
2.5 to be precise. To the big festivities of Thursday night. Last night's Vin Baker party. The other big event of the week was a smashing success. Anything gets Bobby out, Bobby O there, I think can be deemed a success in its own right. Just based on that fact. Because there he was in the VIP section, Terry, along with Dangerous Dave. Nothing like having a 23-year-old virgin at your Valentine's party. We had Marvin at the big shindig last night.
This
we had
probably last to do here, Marvin's.
We had a good, I would say, a 4-figure turnout. If it wasn't, well, it was capacity, whatever it was. It was, they sold all the tickets, and Vin Baker came out. Was he even dancing on the dance floor? So, it was a huge deal, and Vin came over and said that he has every intention of coming down to Thursday night's Pacas Casino.
Cool.
Big shindig, as long as Coach Westfall is okay with that. I say, just bring him, let him pick some denomination of cash off the wall. You never know when it might come in handy for him. And Sean Springs, who we went in the same limo together last night, Terry, yeah. He is going to be there on Thursday night, but you never know with these guys. They're very flaky. But what I can guarantee is that we will be there.
Right.
Hotshot Scott will be there. Terry Free will be there. Bad Asian and all.
Right.
Is going to show up on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Kilbreath invited, but not going to be there. Where are you going to be again?
I will be at Mount Bachelor.
Skiing.
Mount Bachelor. How many inches of fresh powder do they have, Steve?
Last check, they had a lot of new snow down there. I don't have the exact number for you.
You have your own skis or do you rent?
I am using my father's skis. So
really?
Technically, they're my skis.
Mm-hmm. Passed down from Willie Ames?
Yep.
Don't steal any socks while you're down there.
And there you go. Cuba Lowe, who's
maybe
this?
This is Smokey.
How you doing, Smokey?
Hey, all right, T-Man, how you doing?
I think you need a Smokey at every finals party, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Terry.
What we have done, that Smokey not won with. How many dollars have you collected there, Smoke?
Just 4, T-Man.
$4, and wouldn't it be nice? You probably didn't see it coming, but all of a sudden, here you are now on the phone lines this morning, and you're starting to get the feeling that maybe you're going to sneak under the wire to Thursday night's event. Is that what you're feeling?
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling that. I'm really feeling that.
You have not won yet?
Haven't won yet.
You've just been on the outside looking into the dollar bill
game. On the bubble.
Thus far. On the wrong side of the bubble until this morning. You've been following along, I trust?
Yes, I have.
And now all of a sudden, here you are.
Woo-hoo.
In the position you want to be in. Even getting a woohoo from bad Asian Terry Free.
I'm a long-time listener, T-Man.
Does it get any better than this, Smokey?
No, it doesn't.
Smokey's here!
Woo!
Smokey, formality's sake must now be the call of order. Why don't you please read the serial number that's in your dollar bill, sir?
Okay, it's K4769-9360M.
Got the 9-3?
Yes.
Got the 6-0
yes.
In honor of Rex Reed. Did you ever think there'd be a correlation between you and Rex Reed there, Smokey?
Never, man.
Did
never.
You ever think that Rex Reed could possibly win you $10,000, Smokey?
No way. I love you, Rex.
Wouldn't that be so just out of whack with just about everything you've ever known?
That would be off the hook.
Are you a married man, Smokey?
No, I'm not.
You are not married. How old are you, sir?
I'm 28.
Are you a single man?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
married man,
Smokey, do I have an evening for you on Thursday night all set up. Smokey?
Right on.
The ratio, I would say last night, first of all, was a good, if it wasn't like 4-1 or 3-1, it was at least 2-1 with women and men there last
wow.
night.
Wow.
Vin Baker knows how to sell tickets, I'll tell you right now.
Yes.
But let me tell you this. How does like a 10-1 ratio sound like for Thursday night, Smokey?
Oh, man, that's better than Canada.
Man, it doesn't get much better than north of the border, Terry. For a guy who's single like you have to be salivating as we speak right now.
Yes, I am. I have my napkin right under my chin right now.
And Smokey is in. I find that the Red Lobster bib does a lot more. But if you're going with the good old-fashioned napkin, more power to you, Smokey. We're looking forward to meeting you on Thursday night.
Thank you.
You're going to show up at, we'll give you all the information, and we're looking forward to it, sir.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
All right.
Smokey's in under the wire. He's one of the last to make it in.
That's
I know.
Guy I want to party with. A guy named Smokey. You want to be near him at the party.
He's going to be a big attraction, I can tell already.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of women now all excited to meet Smokey. $10,000 may be on the back burner for them now.